Now listen to this next scripture, James. Let's go to James. This is passion here. James 4:5. James 4:5. Does the scripture mean nothing to you? That says, does the scripture mean nothing? You reading the Bible and the scripture don't mean nothing to you? Does the scripture mean nothing to you that says the spirit that God breathed into our hearts is a what? Jealous lover who intensely desires to have what? More and more of you. Why he want more and more of us? Because he purchased you. You've been crucified. You've been raised with him. How many of you, when you get ready, and just your car, now give me a set of keys. I can come get it every time I want to. And you come up, you get up one morning to go to work, and I got it and gone. You're going to like that because you don't care. It's whenever. No, you ain't going to do, you ain't going to be satisfied with that. Just your automobile. Well, then God puts you here. He don't want to share you with the devil and all his wicked stuff. Your life, he see you could be living this life full of joy and peace and gladness and happiness and being prosperous. And here you are, here you over here groaning and with pain and suffering and need and don't know what you're going to do, crying and hurting. He does not get any glory out of that. That's why he gave you the spirit, the scriptures, the scripture that teaches you who you are, so he can have more of you. He wants all of you. He wants to have. He knows he can't get all of you at once. He keep feeding you so he can have more and more. Keep on getting more and more of you. Get more till he get all of you. What you mean? Till you yield yourself to him. Keep going. But he what? Continually to pour out more and more grace upon. What did grace do? To help us to become proficient in our walk with the Lord. For by grace are you saved. It's God's ability to help you to do what you can't do without grace. So he keep pouring out more and more grace upon us. He didn't want you halfway thinking you can cast the devil out. He don't want you thinking like that. He wants you to have full confidence. When I speak in the name of Jesus, demons have to go. That's why he keep pouring out more and more grace. So you can be more and more yielded. You won't be running and chasing stuff, dodging, which like tonight. People could be here tonight, but because they're bound by something, Satan, and that's what he loves. But we can't, but it's not God's fault. We don't want to have to change that. He wants you to have grace for your own individual life, grace for your marriage, grace for your finance, grace for your children, grace for your walk of faith every day, grace on your job, grace. He supplied it, and he wants you to have more and more. What is grace? God's ability to get you for you to do what you can't do without his grace. Sometimes we ought to take these watches and throw them and clocks and throw them. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. More and more grace upon us. For it says, God what? Resisteth you when you are proud, but continually pours out grace when you are humble. When you humble yourself under his mighty hand, he continues to keep pouring out grace on you. Go to the next verse. So then, do what? Surrender to God. Stand up to the devil. And do what? And resist him. And he will turn and run away from you. But if you're a chicken, he's going to keep on messing with you. Isn't that true? He's going to keep on messing with you. And you're going to keep on whining. Will you pray for me? I don't know. I'm going to quit church. I ain't going to church no more. I ain't going to somebody say something. It's my feeling. Tell your feeling to take a hike because I'm going to obey God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the enemy is not so much afraid of you, but he's afraid of that name because he knows when he knows what Jesus had done to him. See, he's not guessing. He knows what Jesus done to him. He knows what Jesus done to him. And he's so scared that you and I are going to find out the real truth about that name. He doesn't care about you using the name of Jesus like Polly on a cracker. Because he knows you don't know what it means. Polly on a cracker, you're just repeating what you heard somebody else say. But when you get a revelation of that name, I don't care what class of demons, I don't care what rank they hold, when you get a revelation of that name, they squirm because they don't want you to speak it. That's why that crippled man at the beautiful gate, Peter said, in the name, in the name. Why did Peter say it? Because he had a revelation of that name. And he had such revelation when he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Stuck his hand up. Nobody do that if they wasn't expecting a man to get up. They'll stood back and hope that something might happen. But Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Peter and John, rise up and walk. And when they took hold, when that man took hold of that, the Bible said, the scripture said, the power of God hit his ankle. His ankle received strength, his feet, his legs that had never carried him before. How did he do that? Because he was Peter, the apostle? No, it was the name. Just a few days ago, Peter ran off and cussed and did all that stuff. So it wasn't Peter. So you think about your mess up, think about this, look what he did. Come on. Hallelujah. So he's not afraid, so much afraid of you. He's afraid you're going to get you are going to get a revelation of that name. And see, God makes it clear. I'm going to have to do this and then I'll stop.